You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Morena Lucinda, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm good. I'm just bookmarking that to read later.
Highly recommend. It is harrowing, but it is also grimly funny as well. What's been happening in the world of Kai? What have you been eating? What have you been drinking? What have you been enjoying recently?
Well, I have been thinking a lot about, I guess, kind of about food waste, to be honest.
Yeah.
There is, I know that I always stuff up this name, but God, what is it? It's like eat food, eat your waste. I don't know. It's an initiative. There's an initiative out there.
Yes.
And they're all about sort of reducing food waste in New Zealand, because
cool. Someone text us and tell us what it's actually called. Eat your waste is probably not what it's called, but
it's not eat your waste. It's not that.
That's attention grabbing though, at least.
But they basically the name of the organization that I cannot remember are all about reducing food waste, and I spent a bit of time on their website. God, I should remember it. I'm gonna look at
we'll
it.
We'll get
while
it by the end. We'll get it by the end.
We will. But they're all about reducing food waste, and they have this on their website. They have this community tips page, and I'm becoming a little bit obsessed with it. And so I've been thinking quite a bit about what I like to do to reduce my food waste. And I, as I'm sure I've said on the show before, I always buy way too much fruit and veg when I go to the market.
It's hard not to.
I get so excited. It's so beautiful. But then I have to think of creative ways to preserve it, because I hate to throw anything away ever.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so one of the things I've been kind of getting into recently is a little bit of fermentation.
Yummy.
This is the next, like, I got into kind of canning and, like, you know, doing preserves in lockdown, but I haven't yet hit fermentation. So I'm excited to hear what kind of ways you've been doing this. Are we talking things to drink? Are we talking things to eat? What's been your process? Love food, hate waste. Thank you very much to the text machines.
Oh my gosh, and that was just at the moment that I found it as well.
Oh, thank God for that. Not eat your waste.
Two separate people, love food. Thank you.
Oh dear.
Love food, hate waste, and they've just launched this campaign called Eat Me First, where they're, I sound like I work for them, but they're a really good organization, but they're distributing these free stickers, reusable stickers that say Eat Me First on them, so you can put them in your fridge as this visual reminder of what needs to be eaten up first, which I think is such a good idea.
That is great. That's a really good system. Nice thing to kind of visually remind yourself, especially when you're opening that fridge door and you're just trying to get into it, you know?
100%. I don't know about other people's fridges, but mine's always a bit of a mess.
It is a jumble. Yeah. So what have you been fermenting? What has been your process recently?
So I bought a bunch of persimmons, which is super exciting that we are finally in the season.
One of my favorite fruits.
Absolutely same. But I kind of thought that I had done a really good job of selecting some semi-firm persimmons that, you know, I'd have a minute to get through. And it turned out that they were ripening really quickly. And I knew I wouldn't eat them in time. So I thought to myself, am I going to make a persimmon cake, which is a delicious option? But I actually have a lot of sweet treats on the go. So I was like, what else can I do? Could I ferment them?
And can you? That's what I want to know.
You absolutely can.
Delish. So
I've been chatting to people. I've been doing a bit of reading, and I'm basically trying to get really into something called lacto-fermentation. So for anyone, I mean, that's the fancy term, but basically if you've made kimchi or sauerkraut, basically if you've done sort of a fermentation style of any kind of preservation, it's usually lacto-fermentation that you're doing.
Okay.
So the idea is basically that you are putting whatever your thing is, whatever your vegetable or your fruit is, in salt in the case of something like sauerkraut or kimchi, or salt water in the case of something like persimmons.
Uh-huh.
And the salt all of the harmful bacteria can't really tolerate salty environments.
Yes, someone has texted and watch out for botulism. Yes. You should always watch out for botulism.
Stay vigilant.
Yeah, always watch out for that. And part of that is going to be keeping all of your utensils super clean.
Yeah.
Including your hands and the fruits and things that you're fermenting. And also making sure the golden rule is making sure that none of your fruit or vegetable is poking up out of the liquid.
Ah. That is a good rule to know. I didn't know that when I first made preserved lemons and they got really yucky real fast. So you do make that mistake one time and then try not to make it again.
100%. Because the salty environment is the thing that's killing off the bad bacteria.
Yeah, otherwise they're just sitting there.
Exactly. Otherwise they're just kind of a bit wet.
Yuck.
Coming out of the air. So after a while, all of that salt kind of kills off the bad stuff, and then your food will start to ferment as the healthy bacteria starts converting all of the sugar into lactic acid, and that kind of preserves it, but also makes it taste tangy and delicious.
Ooh, yum yum. Yeah. Just jumping in here, we've had some good texts about recommendations for advice. Someone says the Noma Guide to Fermentation is a great book. I have actually seen that book. It is really good.
I've spent a lot of time with it, and I agree, it's incredible.
It's very straightforward.
Well, I got quite overwhelmed because it seemed like I needed a lot of fancy materials and sort of equipment.
Yeah, I think I just like their diagrams.
Yeah.
I like the pictures.
I think it's really good as well for like flavor inspiration and diagrams, but also you don't need, I was trying to make vinegar and I was under the impression that I needed a like this kind of air pump that you use in like a fish tank going.
No.
I think that would be great, but I think you can, you know, if you want to get started at a low cost, you can kind of, you can get going without that stuff.
I think it's a good rule of thumb is that fermentation has been a method for literally hundreds of years.
Yes.
And like fish pumps have not existed for hundreds of years. So there must be a way to do it without like an air bubbler, you know?
Exactly. You kind of just, I mean, primarily you just need a jar, eh?
Yeah, a clean, sterilized jar. That's the one, you know?
Who got their jar?
Yeah. I have been thinking I might make the investment into some proper fermentation weights, though.
Oh, nice.
But if you can find a jar that fits beautifully inside another jar,
then that Russian doll weigh style.
I know, exactly.
Babushka that jar.
That can help weigh down the fruit and things so that it's not poking out into the air and
Lucinda,
getting.
I hate to derail your very tasteful food recommendations, but someone's texted in. Also, the non-fermentation path, the freezer is your friend.
The freezer, this is a good 100%. Piece of advice for someone who doesn't live in a flat where the freezer is just
freezer
absolutely.
Is
we have to really shove our freezer door closed. There's just so much misc in there at the moment.
They're talking my language, right. Though.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't live in a flat. Like, it's just me and my partner, and I am almost out of pure obsession, mostly the only one responsible for our food.
Yet
our freezer is an ongoing joke with everyone we know.
Well, this has inspired me, I think, because we've got so many feijoas still. And we were talking a wee bit about feijoa fizz the other week, which is like a quick ferment.
Yes.
And things like that. This is making me be like, right, we've got to do something with those before the flies get to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've hit oversaturation in our household. Everyone brought home a bag of feijoas on the same day last week.
Oh no.
It's the season.
The great thing about feijoa fizz is that it's like you use all of the innards, the juicy innards from the feijoa, and then you're actually, you know, you're making it out of the waste product. You're making it out of the skins.
Absolutely perfect. Love food, hate waste. Thank you, Lucinda. And thank you to everyone who texted in so that we could remember the name of that great group. You can find them online. They're really awesome. Check out their resources. It's a fantastic page. And the
Check
Noma,
out the community tips.
Community tips. And then the Noma Guide to Fermentation is the one that has been texted in a couple of times. But don't worry, you don't need an air bubbler. Thank you, Lucinda.
Yes.
Have a lovely
Thank
morning.
You. You too.
We will talk to you next week. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Food for thought.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.